With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard releases new documents on the 2016 election. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard Wednesday released a previously classified House report, her second such disclosure after accusing the intelligence community of a, quote, treasonous conspiracy in its review of foreign influence in the 2016 election.
President Obama directed an intelligence community assessment to be created to further this contrived false narrative.
The report, a 2020 product from the House Intelligence Committee, casts doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's interest in the 2016 election and his desire to aid President Trump in the contest. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Elon Musk's automaker Tesla has been ceding market share to companies with more affordable EVs.
Sales and profits dropped sharply again in the latest quarter for the third quarter in a row. The car company has faced boycotts for months. Revenue dropped 12% and profits slumped 16% as buyers continued to stay away. Quarterly profits at the electric vehicle battery and robotics company fell to $1.17 billion. That's down from $1 billion. Revenue fell from $25.5 billion to $20 billion, but slightly above Wall Street's forecast. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration to remove three Democratic members of the Consumer Product Safety Commission who had been fired by President Trump and then reinstated by a federal judge. The justices acted Wednesday on an emergency appeal from the Justice Department, which argued the agency is under Trump's control and the president is free to remove commissioners without cause. This is SRN News. Florida's abortion ban is working.
Critics of the repeal of Roe v. Wade say it won't stop abortion in the U.S. Supporters of the decision say its purpose was only to allow pro-life states to act on their beliefs, and the numbers indicate that the supporters have it right. The latest from Florida, where the procedure is banned as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, indicates that abortions are down 40%. Other pro-life states are reporting similar declines in their abortion rates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is tightening its grip on Christians. The communist government is restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastors' sermons are also being scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Christ and replace them with pictures of President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. Brian Koberger was sentenced to life in prison for killing four University of Idaho students in a rental home in 2022.
Brian Koberger faced the family and friends of his victims at his sentencing. Earlier this month, he pleaded guilty in a deal to avoid the death penalty. He's accused of sneaking into a rental home near the University of Idaho campus and stabbing four students to death in 2022.
Today we are here to prove to the world that you picked the wrong families.
Kaylee Gonsalves's father, Steve Gonsalves, and sister Olivia both testified. Dylan Mortison was one of two roommates who was in the house the night of the killings.
My nervous system never got the message that it is over, and it won't let me forget what he did to them.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Koberger was also given a 10-year sentence for burglary and assessed $270,000 in fines. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.